The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hidden again. And out of joy goes all he goes out of joy all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down and put what is good into buckets. What is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. Go make disciples. Where have you heard that before? How often we've heard that call from our leadership in our church, go make disciples. And it's agreed that one way to do that, a good way, is by talking freely about God to others. In the Bible, 1 Peter says, "Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you the reason for your hope, but do so with gentleness and reverence." So, how do you describe your relationship with God? It's tough. It's hard to find the right words. How do you explain such a close, deep spiritual experience? Some of us just avoid talking about it, and others of us resort to using metaphors or using comparisons with ordinary things in the hope that we can make the answer to our question about God a little clearer. We might say that our relationship with God is like being born again, or like coming home from a long, tiring journey and resting, or maybe by being struck by lightning, falling in love, or like an intimate talk with a very close friend. Really, we can't say exactly what God is or what being in a relationship to him is, so we might say what it's like. We might use picture words or speak parables. Jesus did the same thing. This entire month, we've been listening to Jesus tell us parable after parable after parable. And in today's gospel, the theme continues. Jesus strings together images like beads on a rosary. Just what is the kingdom of God? Jesus answered that it's like a treasure in a field, like a rare pearl, like a net with all kinds of fish. And earlier in the chapter, he described it as like a mustard seed, or like dough, yeast in the dough. What are we to make of all these images? These metaphors seem to whiz by like a PowerPoint presentation, like a freight train going by and watching all the rail cars. There's no time to study or dissect each one, but combined they form a message. Parables are meant to point us to the greater reality. They're a sign to the destination. They're not the destination itself. Just because you studied a map of Paris, France, doesn't mean you've ever been to Paris. Jesus does not want us to get hung up on any one image. The kingdom of heaven is like this, and like this, and like this. We can be dazzled by all the examples he gives us, all the different parables. But I also think these images point us to the essential hiddenness of the kingdom. Notice in today's gospel, in the first pair of parables, a poor man finds a treasure hidden in a field. He sells all that he owns to buy it. In the second parable, a wealthy merchant finds an exceedingly rare pearl. He too sells it in order to buy it, sells everything. Whether by lucky chance, lucky glance, or by a trained eye, these two men become richer than their wildest dreams. But to get there, each had to trade in everything else in their lives. The surpassing value of the treasure makes all other possessions trivial. The kingdom can be found, but only by those willing to pay the price. It cannot be had with trivial pursuits. It must replace them. The third parable is a difficult one, but again, the theme of hiddenness is followed. The net full of different kinds of fish yield the good fish hidden with the bad ones. Apparently, the kingdom of God is not obvious. It must be sought. It will require some effort, but if found, it will enrich life beyond measure. This is the stuff of legends. We have heard stories of people buying a book at a flea market only to find out that it's a lost diary of some famous person, or of a shepherd boy going to look for his goats and finding the Dead Sea Scrolls, or a woman buying an old coat to find a treasure map in the pocket of that coat. If the kingdom of heaven is hidden like that, then I think we are in for a very interesting search. But where do we start? Where do we begin? Jesus doesn't offer us a map with a great big X scrolled on it. And he doesn't offer us magic numbers to a lottery ticket. In fact, because these stories are parables in the first place, we should be forewarned that the treasure which the kingdom of God offers is not monetary at all. It's better. But where is it hidden? How do we search for it? Do we begin in a really holy place like the Vatican? Or a place of saintly service like among the poor lepers in Calcutta? How about a tour of the Holy Land? Maybe. But maybe it's not so important where we are to look as that we look at all. Maybe the point that Jesus' stories suggest are that God may have hidden the signs of the kingdom in the oldest hiding place of all, right out in the open. It's possible. Sometimes a woman will hide her sterling silver among the stainless steel, or her diamonds in plain view with the costume jewelry on her counter. It's the last place a thief would look. Maybe God has hidden the signs of the kingdom in the smiles of children, in the outstretched hands of the poor, in the routine decisions of the workday, or in the rush hour traffic of the afternoon. Maybe Jesus knew that if we couldn't find the presence of God in the ho-hum of every day, we would not be able to recognize him in the extraordinary moments of life either. So, if we are searching for the hidden kingdom of God, and I am, I would start with my own family, my own backyard, my own job. it would be just like God to be there. And He is the only treasure really worth having.